Why do you think you became attached to the piano and not, guitar or something else? What is it about the piano sound that you connect with?
My mom wouldn't give me any lessons but piano lessons. I wanted to play the violin and I begged her to give me violin lessons, or excuse me, get me violin lessons. She didn't give me the piano lessons, but I begged to learn the violin and she said, "No, your sister's already taken piano, so you're gonna take piano." And I cried and I begged and I threw fits and then I ended up loving the piano. The piano was the first thing I did live before singing live. I played a lot in church and I played for the choir. So I actually took me a long time to start singing live because it was a very personal thing for me and I didn't know if I was any good. So I was really afraid to do it.
And when you first started singing, while playing piano, was it kind of hard to, separate your brain into two parts, the one part playing the piano and the other one doing the singing, or did that just come naturally to you?
I think I waited so long to do it. And I did. I waited years to actually try to play for myself. And by the time I did, I had all those big note books, the big note piano books with the pop songs of the 80s and the 90s. And that's what I started doing. So, but yeah, once I started doing it, I was very comfortable with it.
What's the writing process like for you? Does it usually start with some lyrics bouncing around your head, or does it start with a chord from the piano?
I've had a couple of songs start on the piano, but it's very rare for me. It usually happens in the car, which is kind of odd, I know, but I'm in LA. I spend a lot of time in the car. So it's one of the few times when I'm completely still, and I hate listening. For some reason, I don't. When I'm alone, I prefer for it to be quiet in my car, and I like to think because it's one of the few times you're able to in this city. And usually it starts with a melody and lyric idea, and sometimes not even a lyric, sometimes just vowels. So, and then I go from there. I start working on it in my head, I start thinking about it, and then eventually I sit down at the piano and try it out. And
Have you ever ran a red light while coming up with a song?
probably, but not that I can
Made an
recall.
illegal left turn
I'm
or
sure.
something?
I mean, I'm a terrible driver. Not. I'll have to give everybody my license plate so they
Well,
know
it's
not to
LA.
do
I mean,
that.
comparatively speaking, you're
I'm
probably an
probably
excellent
great
driver.
compared to most people, but I mean, yeah, I with that in my head, and then with the cell phones, it's tough to drive in this city.
But I can picture you getting pulled over and explaining to the police officer that I just came up with this great song.
I
Go ahead and
know.
write the ticket because this song is going to pay for
And I
it.
never have a recorder with me, a little tape recorder. So I'm always trying to sing it into my phone, and then my message will cut off, and I have to call again to get the second half of it because I don't want to forget
Oh,
it.
that's interesting. So you leave yourself sort of lyrical messages?
Yeah, most of my songs, in fact, I think everything I'm playing for you today, I've left voicemails for myself with
Wow.
the germs of these songs that, before they, the seeds of these songs, the germs, the
Before they
seeds,
germinate. I got
before they
it.
germinate.
Before they spread like a
Yeah,
bacteria over the music industry.
exactly.
She already had the earth.
Yeah.
Enough of the plague.
What are, we were talking a little bit before the show about things that you do to modernize your sound, that although you're very inspired by Billie Holiday in that era, you also are really drawn to electronic elements and things like that. Describe some of those things that you're doing right now.
Well, most of it is what we're doing. Well, the programming we have for the live shows, there's a lot of loops, drum loops, crazy drum loops that I'm so excited about. And a lot of it you heard on the Killing Me track that we played earlier. We try to slide some vintage sounds in there, but then we're finding a lot of we're just going through Joe and Sean's library of sounds and finding stuff we think would be cool. And we're thinking about everything we do. Oh, it'd be great to have a, psycho music box here and, a crazy organ here. And then we're trying them out and I just, for me, if we can do this whole album with the piano being the only truly acoustic instrument, I'll be really excited. I mean, I love, hearing an album full of live instruments. It's great. But I think it's time for me to do something that is totally electric versus vintage. And there's so many cool vintage sounds that are actually electric. And there's so many cool, obviously electric sounds. And the idea of fusing those together for something that's everything I love in music, it's exciting for me.
So
So.
the album that you're working on now, when do you anticipate that being available?
Let's see when the check clears. Probably. I'm hoping that, I mean, we're all so busy, and I'm hoping that like February, March 2007, if I can get off my butt and get going. So, and we've got like the basic structure for a good four of the songs. And now it's just up to me to decide if it's going to be another EP or a full album. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously I want to do a full album, but in terms of a budget, it's so much easier to do an EP. And then you have songs saved to do another EP in another year. So,
right.
So we'll see what happens.
And then your album could be a collection of the EPs put
exactly.
together.
Exactly. Which, I mean, everybody's doing it.
I could do a double EP.
That's interesting. I do the first 30 track EP ever.
Well, then people are going to feel like they're getting, you know, value for their money, you know.
So the anticipation is when you release this new album that you're going to, I guess, do a lot of live gigs to promote it.
Oh God, yes, absolutely. And I mean, I'm hoping to do an East Coast tour and a West Coast tour. You know, I'd say in the spring if I can work it out. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to do this because I have a day job. And
oh really?
Like yeah, exactly.
That's,
really.
Yeah, that's
and
a challenge. To
I
keep
have
both
to have
those.
It, or I couldn't survive. You
right.
know, and they're very understanding. And I mean, they give me time when I need it. And but I mean, you got to. Unfortunately, I'm not at a point right now where I can quit my job. And I'm still in that part of my career when I'm just funneling money into my music.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the 90% promotion, and then eventually you hope 10% comes back to you. You know, so. So it's hard, but I hope to do a tour to support it, you know, at least 2 or 3 months before it comes out, even if it's just a small tour.
And speaking of promotion, you have a couple of gigs coming up soon, right?
Yeah, I do. I have one that I'm very excited about this Friday, and thank you for asking. It's the Go Girls Music Fest. It's a fundraiser for the charity Caring Bridge. And Caring Bridge sets up blogs and websites for people who have serious or terminal illnesses. And it allows them or their family members to update, you know, anyone on what they're going through. Also to just tell them, you know, what the latest updates are, but also to share their experience. And people can leave comments. So not only are you updating your family, but you can have somebody from Australia who's going through the same thing, maybe has the same illness, coming in, logging in, and, you know, giving you words of encouragement.
Wow, that's interesting. So, how'd you get involved in that?
You know, actually, I'm a member of Go Girls Music, and it's a great organization. It's wonderful. It's women in music supporting each other. And, you know, it's really hard to find support here in Los Angeles in general. So it's great to just plug in with the females here as well as across the country that are kind of going through the same indie struggles as I am. And every year they pick a charity and they have a festival in each city. And this year I volunteered to coordinate. So
nice.
Amy and
because of all your free time.
Yeah, all my free time. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. I just was, because the thing about it is we have a lot of people that are members of the organization here, but I don't find that they're really plugged into each other. Or if they are, I don't know about it because I don't know of any events that were going on here beyond the festival, you know, once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I just volunteered to try to get some events together. And they're like, well, you know, would you like to organize the festival as well? I'm like, sure. I'll do it.
Wow.
You know, I want to be part of it. It's this Friday, and it starts at 7 p.m., and we have a full night of music, and I'll be going on at 10 p.m., and we're going to have raffles for some really fun stuff. We've got serious things like artwork that's being donated by a good friend who's an amazing artist, Heather Lloyd. She designed my CD design for the last CD, and we also have Bob's Big Boy memorabilia. And I'm like so
I remember that place.
We're so excited about that. We got a bobblehead and we got a coupon. We're such geeks. Like, you know, we're asking all these people for these really cool things, but what we get the most excited about is Bob's Big Boy bobblehead.
Awesome.
These are cheese balls.
Why don't we play another track from one of the CDs that you brought in?
Great.
What do you recommend?
You know what? Let's do Thinking It Over on Only Dreaming. It's track 2.
Okay. Set that up. All right, we're going to listen to a track from the Only Dreaming EP by Katrina Parker, who's my guest today on Is Good on killradio.org.
Thank you. thinking it over. Life's too short and I'm getting older. I see the same in you. There's so much left to do. Everyone else has taken chances, only a moment and move so far ahead. There's so much left unsaid. Thinking it over, it's getting harder, I'm growing colder with every passing day.
And we're back with Katrina Parker on Is Good on KillRadio.org. Katrina, how far do you think you can go with the Katrina Parker sound? Where do you see yourself sort of landing? You know, when you've made it as a musician, what does that mean to you? Does it mean just that you're bringing in enough revenue so all you have to do is your music, or do you see something even bigger than that, being like a musical icon or something like that?
Oh man, I wish my aspirations aren't quite so so grand.
Well, I'm an actor, and my aspiration is to be a really well-known B horror movie star. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
like,
nice.
You go as far as you want, as long as you know where you want to go.
So
I'm
true.
Half kidding.
I mean, honestly, as far as I thought ahead is, I just want to have the kind of fan base that will buy my records until I stop making records, and I don't know how big that is, but I mean, I'd like to stay indie if at all possible, And I think my sound is kind of an indie sound. I mean, I think it'd be hard for a major label to buy this anyway to get into this.
Why do you say that? What do you think? What identifies your sound as independent?
It's adult, first of all. And that's tough. I mean, it's also very female. And it's tough to be female right now unless, you know, you fall into certain categories of music that are a bit more pop driven and a bit more, you know, 16-year-olds, you know, baring their bellies and dancing. And I love to dance, but not when I'm singing. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, it just, I just can't see, unless there's a label out there that, you know, just has a completely different perspective from what I've seen around me, I think that I'll probably stay indie. You know, unless there's a great label. All labels calling you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that just thinking now about modern music, it seems like what is making the most money right now is sort of young 20-something guys whose music is geared towards even younger girls, you know, getting them into the club scene so they can start buying their Jaeger bombs and and Red Bull. And yeah, and there's definitely something lost in the quality. And then you're right about in terms of female performers, the ones who are doing the most successful, financially anyway, seem to be geared towards a certain, you know, hyper sex-driven, you know, club scene, not so much singer-songwriter focused.
God, no. Absolutely. And I mean, every once in a while someone comes through, but even when they come through, it's usually an 18-year-old. You know, or 16-year-old.
And then eventually they end up doing a guest spot on a rap CD or something.
Yes, and
anyway, no
not
matter who
to
they
name
are.
Any names, but God. No, I mean, you summed it up much better than I did when I said it. But, I mean, just being a female, but also being a female who really, you know, prizes dynamics and the beauty and the quiet moments. I mean, it's very hard to find a mainstream audience for that. You know, if you don't make noise, it's really hard to be heard. You know, and I mean, I make a very quiet sound, but for me, you know, it's very meaningful and there's a lot going on in that. So it's, you know, it's hard. And yeah, male-fronted indie rock bands is huge right now. But for females, I don't see the same thing happening. For females doing the same kind of thing I am.
Well, so. Let's have another listen to that sound before we have to go. You ready to do another live song for us?
Yeah, that'd be great. Do you want to do Long Time Coming?
Sure.
My guest is Katrina Parker. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Rejection and all
and wasted. I've been decided and displaced. It's been a long time coming. A lifetime brought me to this place. I'm ripe for destruction. Maybe a sinner and a saint. It's been a long time coming, but I know who I am. I'm haunted and paranoid. Maybe an innocent at best. It's been a long time coming, but I know who I am. A long time coming, but I know who I
Katrina Parker on Is Good on killradio.org. Katrina, thank you so much for coming in. I tried playing that file that we downloaded, and it's not going to work.
That's fine.
I'm sorry to inform you of that. And we're just about out of time. So instead of leaving with that song that unfortunately we couldn't get to work, can we do one more live song? Do you have it in you?
God, yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Please. Some musicians, they don't like to perform. I don't know.
We only signed for one.
So what is going to be your farewell song for us today on Is Good?
Oh, God, I'm dying to do another slow one. So I'm going to have to leave it on a really sad note. This one's called Nadine. And, God, yeah, it's one of my favorites to do live. So, yeah.
Okay, let's do it. My guest is Katrina Parker. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org. If you were unable to catch the live stream today, I know Kill Radio's been having some streamer issues. This will be available sometime tonight from isgoodmusic.com and myspace.com/thisisgood. So you can check that out, as well as all of the other performers who've come on the show over the past 14 months. Katrina, whenever you're ready.
Okay.
I am praying for you, Nadine. everything you want is here today and gone tomorrow. Love has no reward for you to claim that he won't take. In the way I see suffering for his desire, I can't stand the way he makes you pay, Nadine. Do you dream the same? Tied up in pain, a slave to his ambition. Lately, you hide it well, but your face, it tells me everything about it, Nadine. And everything you here today and gone tomorrow. Love has no reward for you to claim that he won't take. In the way I see suffering for his desire, I can't stand.
Katrina, remind us again where people can go see you live.
They can come see me this Friday at the Mitt for the Go Girls Music Fest and fundraiser for Caring Bridge. I'll be going on around 10 p.m., and it'll be a live show with programming and some djembe by Mr. Sean Peterson.
Thank you so much for coming in. KatrinaParker.com, myspace.com/KatrinaParker.
Thank you so much for having me. We had a blast.
And this will be available for download in the next couple of hours from isgoodmusic.com. Tune in to Is Good every, usually we're Thursday mornings. Actually, I'm doing a special edition show tomorrow, Tuesday, the 17th, with Protostar R. But then hopefully we'll be back to our regular Thursday schedule. Again, you've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.